imagine you wake up to old granny boobies in your back.
I will not accept a life I do not deserve.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on Fangoria. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. I'm so excited to have this person on. She is such a sweetheart. She's a joy to be around. We just met today, but we've been internet friends for a minute.
We have.
And we have mutual friends and friend of the pod, Kira Gardner.
Yes, love her. Shout out to Kira.
We love you, Kira. actress, singer, YouTube creator, clairvoyant, Kelsey Davies.
Hello.
Hi, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm excited to be here.
Dude, it's so cool what you do.
Thank you.
Online. It is so freaking cool. Aww. And for those of you who don't know, Kelsey has this amazing YouTube and TikTok and everything, and she has these amazing clairvoyant gifts to see
everything
ghosts,
yeah,
spirits,
hieroglyphics, angels, everything, all, yeah,
everything, everywhere, all at once,
pretty much. Yeah.
So when did that start
for you? Yeah, it started at a young age. Mm-hmm. It started with a lot of dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, deceased people would come to me, or I would end up in realms where there would be, everyone was dead except they knew I was like living, and they would be really confused as to how I got there. Mm-hmm. And then they would show me how they died, or they would kick me out of the realm, or you know, I would just always travel to like wrong places. But I always thought things were normal.
Yeah.
That everyone experienced these things, and I would dream of things before they happened. And then I would have like experiences meeting people where I would feel their energy just so aggressively.
Yeah.
And it would drain me, and it would be just overwhelming, and I would have to go home. My mom always knew I had to go home and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Kelsey needs her naps, you know. And then but then my naps would be going into other realms, so there was no break. So I'm always just tired. But but I would always see like even auras around people. I would see trails of color behind people. Mm-hmm. And I thought everyone saw these things and experienced these things, so I didn't think anything different of it. And then my mom, like, I guess when I was little, I would see things and talk to things, and my mom's friend, she would be like, yeah, you would talk to things. But my mom was like, no, you were just different, and you would just see the world differently. My mom's very just passive,
sure.
Like, no, that ignorance is bliss. So I grew up really just not understanding anything. And then a couple of years ago, I like started just, I don't know, coming in contact with ancestors that were deceased and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there was like this man I would always see in a brown suit and glasses, and I got his name and all these things. And we found out it was my grandpa's father who passed before my mom was born. And I pointed him out in the photo, and his wife had medium gifts, and one of his sons also had gifts as well.
Wow.
So they were psychics, mediums, Native American, that whole side.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about this. And so now it all makes sense, you know, after all that. So now I've just been really embracing it and exploring it, and seeing more than I ever thought was possible. And so, yeah.
That's so cool.
Life.
Life. And other crazy. Some of your videos are like, when you talk, you're like, yeah, I'll just be sitting there, and then someone just walks in the room, and it's like, that person's not actually there. It's just in your... And you're like,
yep.
That's like, I have dreams where I like meet people, and then like the next day I'll meet them in person, or like, you know, have dreams come true like the next day, or like, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this isn't just like deja vu.
No.
Like, this is like, that's weird. Like, I'm like,
everyone has it. It's just a matter of opening up to it. Like, every single person can open it up. But some people just don't want to, and some people just aren't meant to. Some people are called to, and some just are there and they're like, what the hell.
I don't know if I would be okay with seeing just
people just randomly, I think I would cry.
Yeah.
A lot. Did you cry?
It scared me a lot growing up. It was like ghosts were my number one fear. I couldn't watch Paranormal Activity. I couldn't watch.
You have a ghost hunting channel.
Right. Yeah.
Full 180.
Full circle, right? Yeah. So I would be scared because I knew they were real, you know, because I would see them and stuff. And then but it wouldn't be like you and I, how I see you. Yeah. It wouldn't be like that. It would just be glimpses. I would see someone walk by and then I would turn my head and I was like, oh my God, I just saw a man wearing this walk by and stuff like that. So it happens very sporadically. Yeah. But then I figured out like how to communicate properly with them. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to not be so scared of them because that was my biggest fear was ghosts. Because like, what the fuck?
It's like, you know, it's some people believe, some people don't believe. And, you know, it's like you don't. I feel like until you have an experience, you don't really believe. And, you know, I'm definitely on the cusp of, like, I believe, but I'm also like, this could be the wind.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, I want to, you know, rule out all possible evidence and then be like, nope, I can't explain this. This is weird. It's probably something
that's
we can't
valid.
Explain.
Yeah. I try to debunk things too, even though I see things, I'll try to debunk little things. Okay. Yeah. That could be the house settling or something, but some things you can't.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part.
It's so what has there something recent happened that's been like scary that you've seen or like, do you still get scared by it?
I'll get scared. So I figured out it depends on what vibration I'm in. Mm-hmm. So humans, we have like a vibrational frequency. Mm-hmm. And if you are at a lower frequency, which can be like anxiety, depression, jealousy, grief, there's all these lower frequencies. Mm-hmm. If you're in that, then it's like you experience lower vibrational beings or a lower vibrational plane almost. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in that state and I'm already fearful, then I'll see things that scare me that are like shadows or things crawling or things that just don't look right or disturbing things that it's really bizarre. But then when I'm at a higher frequency, I don't connect with those things and I'm not able to see them. But they like to try to lower your frequency so you can experience them. So then they try to instill fear on you and they'll try to growl and do all these things to get you lower so that they can have you or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Do you ever like growl back?
Because I should.
In like when I don't know if you if Kira ever sent you the video that we did with the Comedy Store where we went with Chris Collins.
I think I watched. Boo. I think I watched part of it, but I remember like because
First of all, hilarious.
Yeah, she's so great,
so funny. But the like when we were in a group, so much confidence. Yeah. But as soon as we got like one on one, also the majority of the stuff happened around me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I was like. Yeah. Thanks, but also
like no thanks.
No thank you. Especially the something that I've, you know, my brother and I have been, he's gotten me into like the paranormal shows and whatnot. And don't worry, we'll get to the movie review eventually. We'll get there. But the paranormal shows, and I've been like, okay, I want to, you know, start ghost hunting.
Yeah.
'Cause I think it's so interesting. And he's like, well, the only tool that's like the most accurate is the one I hate.
Which one?
The music box. That's considered like the most accurate.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
We did. So we just went to the Nevada State Prison and she plays this knock knock game with the spirits. Oh, so we had the music box. Mm-hmm. So she knocks. Dun, 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 dun. We wait and the music box goes. Doot, doot.
Hate it. Absolutely
hate it.
It
was so cool. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I love it. It's so cool.
It's evidence. So cool.
When it's like hearing it, you're like.
Yeah, you're just, okay. It just validates that, you know, because that's like motion censored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything motion censored, that's when I'm like, okay, there they are.
This is a little creepy. I would have, it would have been interesting to also have you there at the Comedy Store with that stuff because there was some dark stuff downstairs.
Yeah. Selena's very open too. Yeah. She sees a lot too.
Yeah. It was like having both of you and like getting like both perspectives of like different levels.
I would love to go with Selena and just see what we pick up on. We've talked about it before, but I think it'd be just so interesting to see, because I just went with another, like going with other people who see things, and when we see the same thing without telling each other, that's when you just can't even deny it.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting.
That's so cool. I don't, again, I'm like new to this world and I'm like new to learning about all this stuff. And I think it's so fascinating. Again, whether you believe or not, that's okay. It's still interesting.
Yeah.
So open mind, friends. Open mind.
Open it.
Open it.
Open it. Just open it a little bit.
Just open this little tiny mind. We'll get into the movie in a second. I also want to ask about your little friend.
Oh, Lola.
So Lola. How the heck did you acquire a haunted? Like, what are you looking up on, like, Facebook eBay. Marketplace?
It's on eBay. Yeah, wow. I'm sure they have some things on Facebook Marketplace. I've seen some things on there, and yeah, I'm sure they have some. But people collect haunted items, I got Lola from, I think her name's Fire Torch Findings on eBay, and she had like a whole collection of haunted items. Mm-hmm. And I saw Lola's picture, and I just bought her. I didn't even read about her or anything before I purchased. I just knew, you know? I think me and Lola have had past lives together, and she's part of my spirit family. So I think that, I don't know, it was just, there's a lot to it that it's just beyond what I can say or beyond our comprehension. But I truly think she came into my life for a reason, because after I got her, everything just, I mean, it was just crazy.
That's really cool, because I feel like when you get a haunted doll, it's usually you hear only terrible things.
Right, right.
So you have like a fun haunted doll.
Yeah, like, she's like a friend. She likes to sing, and you know, I'll hear her like humming songs, and then I learn new songs from her era, and I'll look it up, and then I find it, and it's like the song I was humming, and it's cool.
That's so cool.
It's interesting. She came to me one day. It was really vivid. I was in Costa Rica. This was the day before I reached enlightenment, and she had came to me, or was it the day before? I think it was. And she was holding an instrument, and it was, what's it called? The ones that open up, and they have, like, little buttons.
The
accordion.
Yeah.
Accordion.
I was like, saw?
Yeah,
saw. I was thinking, like, old saw. Like, a saw, and, like the wire, like, and she's like, that's what my mind
like a
went
cello.
To.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. But she was holding an accordion, and I was interested, and I looked it up, and I think the accordion came out like right around her era, which was interesting. And I think she always wanted one, but never could get one because they were so expensive and stuff and rare. And so she was holding her accordion at the end of the bed. I was like, that's interesting.
You're like, you got your accordion.
You got it. Like, good for you make that music, girl.
I love that. You make your the accordion, I've heard, is really hard to play.
Yeah.
So if she can play it, I mean, can you? This might be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it. Can you learn things in the, like, as a spirit? Can you just, do you just pick up on skills?
I think you just do things. Cool. I think you just do whatever you want.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. I can finally learn how to swim. That's so cool. Maybe not in this life. Maybe in the next one.
In the next one. Yeah. The
next one.
Yeah.
Be a professional swimmer. So this has nothing to do with the movie at all. Because
we love movies.
We love movies. And you're a horror fan.
I am. I love horror.
Big horror fan. And we're talking X. Oh, yeah.
X.
2022.
Yes.
What a great, what a fun movie.
It was 2022. Wow. I thought it was earlier for some reason.
I did too. I honestly forgot. And then I wrote 2022 on my notes. And I was like, oh, I guess that maybe it is. I'll take it. I'll take my notes as fact. And that's that. But do you remember seeing it in did you see it in theaters when you first saw it?
No, I just watched it because I watched Pearl and absolutely loved that. And I had no idea that you were supposed to watch X before Pearl. I thought it was vice versa.
Yeah.
So I watched Pearl and then X.
Okay.
Which I think it just gives you a whole different experience, honestly. I might go back and watch them in reverse and just see, you know, what the experience is, because
weird.
It is wild. There are lots of grandma titties.
Yes. So many grandma titties. So many, like, you're like, are we really going to watch these old people? Fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, we are.
You're like, oh, God, this really is a horror movie.
You're like,
dang.
I know they do it because, like, old folks' homes mm-hmm. have, like, you know, the highest STD ratings. Yeah. And you're like, I know they do, but we just don't want to.
Yeah. And then we're going to be there one day.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe not. Maybe not any of that. I saw X first. And, like, seeing the trailer, I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be, like a porn slasher 70s. Right. I'm like, I love it. I love whatever's happening. And then I saw it, and I was let down. I felt so let
really?
Down.
I liked it.
But, but the second time after seeing Pearl, I liked it a lot more. I'm going to be honest, because I feel like seeing Pearl does help the movie a lot.
I think so, too. Because it, like, then you just know, and you're already kind of connected to that character. Yeah. And then you, yeah, it's just that it's different. It's a different experience, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, you, like, you see more, and it's just, it's so good. Also, how long did it take you to realize that Pearl in the first movie, or in X, is Mia Goth?
Oh, yeah, it took me, shoot, maybe it was, like, because I saw her first, because she's from a distance at first, so you can't really tell. And then once, like, I knew it was Pearl's house and stuff, though, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But then I think it was when she initially, like, met her, then I realized, I was like, oh, she's in old people makeup, or whatever you call it, old elder makeup.
Old people. She looked old.
She's old as fuck. She's just old, but yeah, her titties are all saggy, and that's the first thing
she got, saggy titties.
That's
she
like what stuck
fuck.
In my mind was the saggy ass titties. It's like, oh my God, they're like pointing towards the floor, like
you're like, that's gonna be us one day. Shit.
Yeah, I was like, God damn it, I'm getting a breast lift for sure.
I'm just gonna make sure they're nice and perky.
I know, and I was thinking of, because I think of the special effects too, you know, because Kira too has taught me a lot about, like, special effects and everything like that. So I was thinking of, you know, how they did that and measured.
Yeah, and, like, they had to, like, cast everything. Mm-hmm. I think about, like, the cast.
Yeah.
And having to sit there. I don't know if I could do that. I'm like, I want to be in horror. I'm like, look, you gotta be in a, I'm like, I think I would cry. Like, can you not do that and, like, still make it work?
If it was prosthetics, I think I'd be okay, like, minimal. But if it was, like, the Grinch or something, I think I would have anxiety and feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
It's
not the vibe.
Apparently, her Pearl's makeup took about 6 hours.
Wow.
So 6 hours in the makeup chair. Jeez. Just to put on,
right? Like every day.
Yeah, every day. And then you start shooting.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you probably have 2 hours to take it off.
That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, if it was a big role and I thought it would be great, you know, and I'd be passionate about it, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
But if it was a role I didn't like, there's just no way.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, or at least pay us well.
Yeah,
you know, at least, like,
give me extra to do this.
Yeah, or have the same military level training Jim Carrey had. For
yes,
the
Grinch. Absolutely.
Otherwise,
yeah, there's no way I can do it. I really liked. I'm trying to think. I liked the scene where she's, like, dancing in front of the car.
So creepy.
I
so
thought
funny.
That was so weird, but so good. I don't know. I thought that was a really good choice and really interesting. I'm wondering if the director wanted that or if she just did that.
Yeah.
You know?
She's just so delusional. Yeah. Which also, it, like, when you first see it, you're like, what the fuck is this old woman doing? And then when you know, see Pearl, you're like,
oh, she's a star.
She's a dancer. She's a star.
I'm a star.
I'm a star.
I do that on the, I just did a Pearl one today again. I like dress up as Pearl sometimes on my TikTok because we have like similar teeth. So whenever she yells, like her teeth are come out. So I always try to recreate that for
her.
So
that's a very specific thing.
Yeah,
for you to pick teeth. So did you notice that or did someone tell you?
I noticed that.
I love that.
And I was like, she like does a lot with her teeth, yeah, you know, very accentuated on the lips. And so I wanted to like try that because I was like, dang, I have similar teeth as her. So I started doing it. And those went viral. Those Pearl ones I did. One of them got like 7 million views of me dancing like her. And it's so funny. And then I found out Mia Goth lives in the same town as me.
You're kidding.
I was embodying, maybe I felt her energy and I was like, I'm going to embody Pearl for, I guess.
I feel like you guys need to meet now and do like the Pearl. I feel like, but she probably is like, everyone's like, I want to do the Pearl dance.
Oh yeah. She's but probably so not. Yeah.
You'll be like the one dude on TikTok who's like, oh my God, celebrity. And then starts singing to them.
Oh my God, yeah.
But it's like that, but you just do the Pearl dance. Yeah. But it's just to me and
God. It's just her.
It's just it's no one nobody else. It's really specific niche. Everyone's she's like,
okay.
She's like, I'm restraining order.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a house. You can't catch me. You can't give it to me if you can't catch me.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Oh my That's God.
I also. Rewatching it, didn't realize that it starts with the end.
Does it?
Yeah, it starts with the aftermath and the cops getting there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then it's like 24 hours. And I was like, this happens in 24 hours?
Right, yeah. Then like, you really want to watch it.
I also was just like, they shot a porn, like a cinematic porn in 24 hours.
Yeah. It was crazy. I was like surprised at how aggressive it got with the porn, you know, but usually, but again, I was like, this is.
You're like titties. You're like, Britney Snow's
like,
titties.
Yeah, I know. She did good though.
She did great.
She did really good. I really like her. And now I see her titties. So
right? And you're like,
I'm like, what's not to like? She got nice boobies.
You got nice boobies. You got nice boobies. You know,
you do.
You gotta tell them.
Yeah.
Also, so awkward. Such like a pitch perfect moment when they sang Landslide.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what are we doing here?
I know. I love the weird. It's almost uncanny. Like how weird and uncanny. Even at the end of Pearl, when she smiles at the camera for. However long they shot that, that was just, it's so uncomfortable feeling, but you want to laugh, but then you don't at the same time. Yeah. And I love that feeling. Yeah. Like, and that's what even my content's been recently is just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you're uncanny and like your Tooth Fairy videos, dude, those are fucking creepy.
They're weird.
I'll be on TikTok late at night. I'll probably be like, Kelsey, I support you, but I can't watch this right now. I know that it's just like a shadow in the corner of my room, but it also could be a person, and I don't, it could be.
Oh,
could
yeah,
be it you could be and me. I'm scared. The Tooth
Fairy, like, I'm never losing a tooth again. But
which is also a fear of mine.
Yeah.
I feel like I always have dreams where I lose teeth.
Yeah,
it's always my front ones.
Mm-hmm. Or they decay, or you know, and you spit them out, and you're like, "What the heck?" I have these dreams where I keep chewing bubble gum, and it gets bigger and bigger in my mouth, and every time I try to pull the gum out, it just is there.
Oh my God,
it's like a nightmare, and I'm trying to pull it out half the dream, and it's just still in my mouth. Yeah. This whole wad of bubble gum. No. Has anyone had this?
anyone else relate?
Yeah.
What do you think that, because everyone's like, well, dreams mean something. Well, sometimes they do, but sometimes I'm like, this is a dinosaur in my dream. I don't think this means anything.
Right.
I think this is just.
There could be a spiritual symbolism of a dinosaur, though, too.
But it's always a velociraptor, and they just be chilling.
Interesting.
Maybe in the past life I was a velociraptor.
Maybe.
Dude.
Oh, I love that. I wonder what dino I would be. I feel like I'd be the one with a really long neck that just, like, eats plants all day.
Brachiosaurus?
Is that what it is?
It's because there's a Brachiosaurus and there's a Brontosaurus, but I never know the difference. Ben, do you know the difference?
Like in the Land Before Time?
Littlefoot.
Like Littlefoot. Yeah.
I feel like I was Littlefoot. I also like Stegosaurus. Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
They're such a vibe.
They're just long and awkward and they're just...
I love that. We love awkward. It makes me so happy.
That's my passion.
Me honestly, too.
Awkward is just.
Me too.
It's where we live. It's where we live. It's where we freaking live. Also,
going back.
I wrote so many just really specific things. This is the large, like, so the porn people, they're like, we're gonna shoot a porn, and we got, you know, we're renting, quote, we're just using this house on a farm.
Yeah,
largest boarding house I've ever seen.
It is large. Yeah,
it's huge on the inside.
Yeah, like the hallway, the long hallway.
there's like 50 rooms in there.
Yeah, it's like a mansion.
What? You guys, it's so big.
Harry Potter shit.
So big. And it's also, it feels like there's like more rooms in there that you don't see, or like it keeps getting bigger.
Right.
Like a labyrinth. I don't know. That's definitely hyper analyzing thing, but I was like, largest boarding house
ever in the world.
And I also wrote old people sex.
I really appreciated Jenna Ortega's scream in that too. That was a good scream.
So good. And to like, she gets locked in the basement by Howard. He's like, she's like, I can't find my boyfriend. And then he's like, you might be, you should go downstairs.
Oh,
like,
you should go down there.
You should get the thing from it's just there. Just go down. Okay. And then shuts the door. Mm-hmm. And then she just sees a naked man.
Yeah.
Penis just straight out.
Yeah.
And
dead. I think he's very deceased.
Yeah. And so Pearl's just fucking dead bodies because Howard can't get it up.
yeah, and she wanted to be a star, so I guess she's still doing that. It's, I don't know,
crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. And like they said they're gonna make more too, so there'll be multiple because there's Maxine coming. Yeah.
Is there another one?
I guess they have like plans for another one. That could be just like a thing I saw online. That's probably not true, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like they could keep going with it.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's just I believe it's T. West. Because he wrote that he's insane.
He's
a genius, but also like the fact that he's like, this is a good, like,
I would love to see that script written out. Like, I would love to see that,
and like just sit and just be a fly on the wall and be like, you're like, and then they have sex, and then Pearl's gonna have sex with this dead body, and then she's gonna have sex with another dead body, like,
and then she's gonna crawl into bed with, oh, that scene where she crawls into bed with herself is so interesting, because then you know it's her. But then, you know, it's just so, like, it adds to it, for sure.
She's like, she's got blood all over her hands. And
yeah, she's all touching her.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, imagine you wake up to old granny boobies in your back.
I don't know what, honestly, I would just probably, I don't know.
I would die right there.
I would die. I'd be like, you know what, I think it's my time.
I think it's it.
We're gonna find the nearest cliff really quick. I'm gonna go find that alligator.
That damn alligator.
Just jump in there.
How long does that thing live for?
Brittany Snow. She said she was trying to be so helpful. Yeah. You know, she saw little old Pearl. You know, lost, senile.
She's like, I can help her.
She's like, I was gonna be a nurse, yeah, but I got into porn, but I'm gonna be a nurse, but I'm gonna help you. It's okay, my grandma's confused. She's like, I'm not confused. She's like, fine, bitch. Never mind.
Yep.
Die. I don't care. And you're like, whoa, hey, Brittany. Yeah. Hey, if you wanted to be a nurse, you're gonna have these types of patients all the time.
Yeah.
And
it's time to practice, honey.
If you flip that quick, you shouldn't be a nurse. Or maybe you should.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you gotta have those tough love nurses.
For sure.
You're like, you're being a bitch.
Absolutely.
Get in the fucking
I think that
bed.
Gator was the universe's way of, I don't know why I'm talking like them now.
But it makes sense because it's just, it's easy. It's easy to slip
into. I think the gator is the easiest way to learn nursing.
Period. Pearl said, go in the water. This gator's going to help you by taking your head off.
Yeah.
Because you clearly don't have it. You don't need a head because you're stupid.
I like how we just changed accents.
You know what? That's what we do here. Sometimes I start in like a British accent and then it changes.
I like that.
That's
such a vibe.
Which also is funny because this movie is like, oh, we're in Texas, but they're filming in New Zealand.
Oh, they are in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is weird.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They film in New Zealand.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't Mia Goth from like there? Or she's from somewhere.
She's not American.
She's not American.
I don't think she's American.
Is she British?
She's not. I feel like she. Ben, can you look it up? Is she British? What is she?
Is she from London?
No, also a Brachiosaurus is just a bigger Brontosaurus.
Brachiosaurus, bigger Brontosaurus.
So I'd be the little one. The little baby one.
That's amazing. Okay. You sound like London. She's from London.
She's from London.
Southwark, London.
London. Destination, London.
Wow. The more we know,
the more you calls.
So not only did she change her voice to an American accent, but she also did it American accent.
America.
Props to them though to scream in that accent. Like a lot of people were
scream in a southern accent.
You know?
Southern scratch.
And like when Lorraine's coming out and she the part when she I like recreated this on TikTok because I thought it was so like funny. It's kind of like a Django moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's running out of the house and she gets shot and she flies like onto her back. It's just so funny. It's so not funny, but it's so aggressive. I love
like,
it.
The whole lead up to that shot is so good. Like the Jenna Ortega like taking an axe, going full, you know, Jack Torrance from The Shining on the door, trying to get out, and then Howard like just hacking her fingers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh ouchie. No, thank you. Yeah. And then Maxine finds Lorraine, takes her out, and she's like, we gotta find the gun. She's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
And I just started laughing. Like, can you imagine someone's trying to help you? Like, I hate you.
Yeah.
I never liked you.
I hate you all so much.
And then just to get shot and just is so
the way she flies. I'm like, what angle did that shot come from? I don't know, but I'm not gonna complain.
This must have been such a fun like rig also just to be she flies. And same thing when Pearl has the gun and she shoots it at Maxine. That bitch, she flew. She got some distance.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, old woman, you can fly.
I love when they do that. It's almost a comedic take on just the, like, Django's a great example when they're flying across the everywhere. It's just so, it's amazing. It's so funny.
Just, I got her now, poop. Oh, shit.
She flies.
She just went so far. It was really
soaring, flying.
Beautiful.
There's not a star in heaven that Pearl can't reach if she's trying. So she's breaking free.
Ooh, she's breaking free.
Pearl's breaking free.
And breaking heads and hearts.
And breaking.
And
Grammy.
So out of 10, what do you think?
Of X.
I know you wanted to watch
Pearl. Out of 10. Ooh. I would give it 9 out of 10 for me.
Yeah. Why?
I think I wish it was longer.
Okay.
And I think I really liked it though.
I love that.
And the acting I thought was amazing.
So good.
Really good.
So good. When I initially watched it, I think I gave it a 6.
Mm-hmm.
but it actually went up because I appreciated it more after watching Pearl.
Okay.
So I actually gave it a 7.5, which I'm a nice. Harsh, I'm a harsh rater. But
that's
I'm like,
a good one.
I feel like anything over 6, I'm like, this is a rewatchable, you know, fun thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it a lot more. It was really fun. And yeah. Just, also,
it's different too.
Silly. Like, yes. I feel like I was laughing more because mm-hmm. I was like, this is not as scary. It's more funny.
Yeah.
And more just ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, when the Jackson answers the door and he's just, like, butt-ass naked. And you just see, like, the silhouette of his penis. And, like, Howard's like, I guess you're answering the door naked. I haven't seen my wife. Have you seen my wife?
Like, who just opens the door butt ass? And I guess porn people.
Porn
maybe.
People. Porn people. I don't know.
I don't want to assume, but like, maybe.
Can anybody confirm? Can anybody
any
confirm?
Porn people confirm? Confirm.
I don't. I feel like, you know, to have the balls.
To be confident, honestly.
It,
like,
you got to give it to them, you yeah. know? But I would never, but good for them.
Yeah.
And we love that. We love that journey for them. Yeah. I got to get back into the habit of asking this. Were you afraidy or not afraidy?
It takes a lot for me to be afraidy, so not afraidy.
Okay, yeah. I also feel like not afraidy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a lot for me to.
Yeah. I feel like with horror, like, recently, and just in general, mm-hmm. I feel like there hasn't been a horror movie that's really made me afraidy.
Some found footage ones I've been, they've given me that feeling, you know?
Is it, speech impediment, it's not coming out, Wreck? Have you seen that
oh,
one?
Oh, Wreck. I haven't seen Wreck, but I just watched Hell House LLC mm-hmm. and Dash Cam and As Above, So Below. And
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are spooky.
Yeah.
They're fun. We love a found footage film. Okay, well, this is the part of the show where you plug your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when the people find you.
On YouTube, it's just Kelsey Davies, KelsiDavies. Because a lot of people spell my name wrong. and then it's on, like, on Instagram and TikTok, it's just Kelsey Davies with 2 I's and 2 S's.
Beautiful. Yeah, follow her. She's got amazing content, both spooky, funny, and
weird.
Weird.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, sometimes sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but it's awesome. It's fun. You know, if you want to get creeped out, watch it late at night.
Under the covers.
Under the covers, you know. They're like, is that a shadow in the corner? Or is it a ghost?
You'll see things in the background.
It's Kelsey. She's like, I'm here. And you're like, fuck, how'd you get in here? You're like, you let me in. I'm like, what? Did I? I don't remember that. Anyways, well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're a delight. And you know who else is delightful? Our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram and at filmcraftla.com. You can get all your cool, look at these chairs. Cool chairs.
They're comfortable.
They got swag. They got Katie Frady on them. Look at that. Beautiful. Wonderful. Also, you want a copy of Fangoria? You know you do. You know you do. Use code KatieAfraidy25, 25% off. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. It's a magazine. What more could you want? Okay. As I wrap up the show, I always like to give some shitty, usually life advice that usually revolves around the movie.
I'll take it.
Or sometimes it's good. And you can also jump in if you feel like, you know, compelled to, you know, give some parting words. But I feel like if you're gonna shoot a porn, don't do it at a farm in a boarding house.
Yeah, that's some good advice. I'll take that.
I think that's pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you know what, also this, if you're going to be a nurse, learn to work with people who might not agree with you initially. Otherwise, you will get eaten by an alligator.
No matter what happens in life, just remember that you're a star. You're a star.
You're a star. You're a fucking star. And you will not accept the life
you don't deserve.
Beautiful, wonderful, immaculate. But guys, thanks so much for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Stay spooky.
Well, boys, find this inside.
What do you think is on it?
I see one goddamn fucked up horror picture.